At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, we're back. Foreman and Orman. We are back, live in effect, old school. Now we're going to dive into some stuff. We'll finish up these texts right here. Beef fries are bull testicles. Sounds gross. What does he say? But they're not delicious.
It sounds gross, but they're not. They're delicious. He's saying he likes them.
Yeah.
We have had those. The people from around the bend came in last year, brought them in.
Aren't they called something else?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had those? I've had them before.
Yeah.
They're actually all right.
I'm not going to admit to liking them, but they're fine.
Beef fries are nuts good too, like many chicken fried steaks. It's all right. Well, anyways, we are about 48 hours away. We talked about on the block with different coaches getting different jobs. Now it's come down to game time, the last four standing. With the opportunity to potentially set yourself up for a chance to win a Super Bowl in the NFC. Let's go with that one first. And it's difference in quarterback play, right? Where you got Jaden Daniels coming in on a high, right? You got to think they beat the NFC South champion on the road, went to the NFC North champion and number one seed in Detroit, smacked them around. Now they get to go interdivision to the NFC East champion on the road. He's no turnovers. Obviously, they're, you know, where they won six games or something like that in a row, last play, last possession, are playing, coming in really, really hot, playing a Philly team that's in the playoffs for sure, defense led last quarter of the season. And Philly has a hurt quarterback that has to be the conductor of the orchestra or of the ship or of the train, a locomotive potentially. And they've been on the struggle bus, even though they have probably the best story or one of the best stories of the year in Saquon Barkley going over 2,000 yards and obviously making his mark last week. Who do you like and why, Austin?
I like Philly's roster. I don't like how Philly is built, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Philly might be, you know, 1 through 53. I mean, you stack that roster up against any in the league over the last 5 years. And you're not taking many rosters over it. But Philadelphia is built so differently that all the playoff teams left standing, and a lot of the playoff teams we've seen really in the last decade, with just how reliant they are on big plays in the run game, which they can get from Saquon because he's that good, that offensive line is that good. But there's no way the passing game should be this basic and this unproductive. Hurts isn't the best passer in the NFL. He's not as bad as he's shown. You got two of the top 15 receivers in the league. In Brown and Smith, got a good tight end, got good pass blocking.
And you got a really good threats out of the backfield, too.
Exactly. There's no way the passing offense should be held to 65 yards in a game. That's kind of ridiculous from one of the most talented rosters we've seen in a long time. I still trust Philly a little bit more. They've been here on the stage, but Washington's not scared. They split the regular season matchups. And when it comes to the end of the day, you got to be explosive sometimes to win these playoff games. I trust Washington a little bit more to be a little bit more explosive. I lean Philly because they're at home. I lean Philly because they've, you know, been in this situation before. I think it's a tight game. I think it's a one possession game. Maybe Philly puts it all together. Washington's not backing down. I think Philly's got some history to fight against, but yeah. I'll take them in a close one.
You know, the one thing about Philly is kind of weird. I like Darius Slay. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite players is Gardner Johnson. He's a straight up dog and he's an instigator. He's a dude you like to play with, but I think they're back in. You can make some hay. If I'm Daniels, I guess the sensible part of me thinks that I'm holding out hope Jalen Hurts plays somewhat like he can, but then I'm like, his knee is hurt.
And he needs it.
He did not look good after he got hurt. He was and he's tough to fight it out, so he gets all the credit in the world. But I just think like for him to be accurate, get off that, you know, back leg and fire a good pass in there, or you know, a tight spiral to do that all game long, be mobile in the pocket, even though Philly's offensive line probably have the two best tackles in the league. Has been very, very dominant in the run game. They have a little bit of injuries.
They do.
Yeah. Cam Jurgens might not be able to play.
Mm.
Landon Dickerson was taking first team reps a couple days ago. Now, it could be a vet day off or just to get him back healthy. I'd be very surprised if Cam is able to play. He will answer the bell because he is tough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be very surprised he doesn't answer the bell. But still, the continuity might not be there. And the interior of the Commanders' defensive line is A+.
Nasty.
Payne and Allen. I'm going to pick the Commanders.
Woo!
Because I think they don't know any better. When I always talk about rookies don't know any better, Jaden Daniels is it. Mm-hmm. And I think he's legitimately the real deal. And they got everything you want on offense. They got a power back. They got Jaden Daniels that can beat you with his legs. He's healthy. I think they have an underrated offensive line. You got Ertz. You got McLaurin. Then you got a plethora of kind of complimentary receivers that have been stepping up big. And then I think that defense with their veterans, and also they got Austin Ekeler as well, and they got Robinson, the power back. I'm going to pick them.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
It's the new year. Time to make a positive change in your life.
I went to My Computer Career because I needed job security.
Because I wanted a career in cybersecurity.
I went to My Computer Career because IT jobs are everywhere.
My old job was going nowhere.
I went because I didn't want college loans for the rest of my life.
Because I wanted a career for the rest of my life.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid available for qualified students, including the GI Bill. 529 college savings plans accepted. Not available in Washington State.
Because I also think Jalen Carter will melt down once they start to lose. I think the way he does things will rear his ugly head until he matures.
And Howie Roseman gives Kirby Smart a very stern call after the game.
Yeah. I'm going to go Commanders. Now,
I like it.
To the game that
actually matters.
This is it. this is it, Austin. If magically you don't see me for a week, it didn't work out. Here's something. I'm just dead serious. Here's funny little side story. The Chiefs garner a 1.3 wager, but the public, the people, back the Bills. $1.3 million.
Woo!
You talking about a Chief fan. Boy.
Like half a football for Josh Allen.
But you can't. Can you win that much? Because Chiefs have got to be the favorite, right?
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen a line recently. Being at home, being the one seed, I don't know why they.
They're not going to be such an underdog. You're going to be able to double your money.
No.
The Chiefs are favored by 2.
Okay.
It opened at 1. Now it increased. Probably because of that 1.3 million. Something must know something. I don't know if it's because Tyler Rapp is not playing. It's safety, the kind of do it all safety for Buffalo. I mean, they got 15 of them. They all look the same. this game is going to come down to just the simple things. I think it's two evenly matched teams. It's a toss up. You got two dominant quarterbacks. You expect them to play well in the championship game. I think you got two running backs that kind of look this, you know, two running games that are the same. Obviously, you probably give the edge, you know, to Travis Kelce just because of experience and what he does in the playoffs. But also, I think with Milano coming back, I like that because I think it helps against Kelce. It helps against their running game. I think Buffalo's defensive line depth that they have over the years drafted and developed to, I think this is the year. I think this is the year of a breakthrough. It won't be pretty. It will be earned. But also, I think that Josh Allen in this offense can do well against Kansas City. So I like it.
What if I told you there's a player in his seventh season whose franchise has never won a title, whose opponent in the playoffs had beaten them three times before in quest of a three-peat? Mm-hmm. Would I be talking about Josh Allen or would I be talking about Michael Jordan circa 1991? The answer is both.
There it is. See, that's Austin. You always come through when I need you, unlike Nick.
I'm still picking the Chiefs, though. Bill's got proven.
Damn. You just like Nick. You had me. You had me hook, line, and sinker. That's almost as bad as Strick got on the text line. I was hyped. I'm like, yeah, we're in there. We're in it together. I'm picking the Buffalo Bills, and I'm not picking my heart. I'm picking with my mind. I think Buffalo is focused. I think they're ready. They will rise to the occasion. And I don't think they're just going to win by three. I think they're going to win by two scores. It might be nine. Yes.
That's two.
I think this is the year that you just don't kill them. You put the dagger in the heart and you put them to death. Matter of fact, we're going to beat him. We're going to send Travis Kelce out to Tinseltown because he likes the acting stuff now. We're going to send him an early retirement.
33-24, 30-21.
I think
27-18.
I'm predicting 33-24.
Take care of the ball like they have, and I believe it.
33-24. No, it's all right. You picked the Chiefs.
Oh, I did. But again, do I sound confident in my pick? No. The sole reason I'm picking the Chiefs right now is because Buffalo hasn't proven they can do it.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, if there's a year, I'm with you. It very well could or should be this
NFL,
year.
The NFL needs this. They really do. They don't need a three-peat because this isn't even like real football. You need somebody to knock the champs off. You need the champs to revamp. Then you need somebody to come out of the woodwork. And you need Buffalo to get there.
And how sweet would it be for Buffalo to get another crack at Washington in the Super Bowl, Jay?
It would be sweet for me. I don't know about DP.
Also, speaking of, maybe obviously different reasons, but disappearing for a week after the Lamar Jackson conversation.
Ain't nobody, Derrick Henry ain't doing it. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but Lamar has to win. I think some of the criticism that Lamar has faced, especially last year, wasn't fair. I think this is the second year. I like Todd Monken. I think he's great. But I think this is the second year in a row, and I think this is where Buffalo got Brady. And this when he said we're going to lean on the big boys, where he has to adapt and get more of that. Yes, Lamar is the most unstoppable force. That ain't changing. But in order to get through, you got to give it to big man. So until he shows me, Monken, that you can actually call plays to get through, Lamar going to be at the crib. 1-2-3 Cancun. Now, Josh Allen, probably going to land in Buffalo. He's going to land in Kansas City right about now. So we're going to get there early. And we're going to kick butt come Sunday, 5:30. It's on.
Right? I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
We've had a couple games of the year already in the NFL, but I think 5:30 on Sunday is going
to
be.
And I want the Commanders in Buffalo. I want somebody to get put to sleep.
All heads to bet.
Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes. All heads to bet. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break, come back. Old school. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.